Hello, this is Rhiannon Skipper and John Slonina with SSTI. The following recording is an interview with Susan Schaus, Senior Vice President of the Georgia Research Alliance. GRA's Venture Lab program was the recipient of the 2007 Excellence in TBET Award in the category Commercializing Research. Venture Lab seeks out university-based research innovations, assesses their commercial potential, and provides resources to suitably address the management, market, and technology risks associated with new venture formation.
A unique component of the Venture Lab program is the fellows that you've identified to help with the management of the companies. And so I'm curious about how exactly does your program find the individuals, the CEOs and others, who help the fledgling companies with their management positions?
By and large, it's word of mouth. Our venture fellows recruit each other, basically. We get ideas from our incubators. We get CEOs and C-level people that are in those incubator companies as they merge or are acquired or have some liquidity event and they're ready to go do their next deal. Then they come to us and say, tell me what you've got in the early infancy. A lot of these people, entrepreneurs that are good at starting things, they just want to keep on doing that over and over again rather than stay with one deal for a long time. We get them from local industry who also are having downsizing projects or mergers, acquisitions. More recently, we are having to import some of this talent, and we're working with executive recruiters. We're working with the alumni associations of our research universities and trying to really target people that we think have a high propensity for wanting to come back to Atlanta or to Georgia, to Athens, Augusta. And we're going after those folks. A common characteristic of our Venture Lab fellows is that they are financially self-sufficient, at least for the short term. Many of them have left a company and have a package that will last for a year or two, and so it gives them the flexibility and the breathing room to go out and explore opportunity.
Thank you. When you first started the Venture Lab program a few years ago as just a smaller pilot program, could you describe that process, and I guess what are the ways that you analyze your pilot program to say, you know what, we want to take this to a much larger level, spreading it across the different universities throughout the state of Georgia?
Okay, well, we really did not have funding in our budget to go launch a big Venture Lab program, so the obvious choice for us is to try a test case and see how it works. So we selected one university. That's Georgia Tech. They have a history of being very entrepreneurial and creating spin-outs and technology that form the basis of startup companies. So we partnered with the incubator there, a technology incubator at Georgia Tech. They have staffing there in the incubator that could help us, and we said, let's go out, let's select some labs that we know are prolific in terms of generating IP. Our hypothesis was, we believed that inside those labs there were ideas that people did not know about. They didn't know their commercial value, or they didn't know the ideas even existed necessarily. There were faculty that had no clue about the commercial potential of their discoveries. In all, the team from Georgia Tech created a laundry list of over 120 technologies that initially they said these warrant more investigation. And we looked at it as something of a scavenger hunt. We just went into labs one-on-one, met with faculty, met with research directors, and came up with this laundry list of 120. The first pass at those 120 led us to carve out about 20 or 25 that we said these really are, after more evaluation, these really do have some commercial potential. Let's focus on those. Right away, we created three companies. And then at that point, we said our hypothesis is true. These were all ideas that would never have come to the incubator without some pre-incubator help that a program like Venture Lab could provide. So we said this is worth looking at, really raising some funds from the state and carrying it to other campuses as well.
And then I guess what we're trying to establish then is thinking about the replicability of this program to other states and regions, are there any components of your Venture Lab program that you just see as so absolutely essential that if leaving those out, the program could not be replicated in other areas?
The key ingredient from my perspective is rigor in the selection of projects and companies that you will fund. You cannot afford to become a source of easy money. You can't afford to become a source of last resort funding. Nobody else will give me any money, therefore let me go to Georgia Research Alliance. They'll fund me. That's where our external reviewers are so important to our process. We have about 20 industry folks. There, some of them are investors, some of them are CEOs, some of them are CTOs, CSOs, who sit with us, spend, you know, a day, a quarter, having our projects come in and present to us, and they tell us, this is a great lifestyle company, but it's not scalable. This is one that's venture fundable. You know, this one is a science project. Drop it now. It's never going to be anything more than an employer of one faculty member and two graduate assistants. So that's the way that you really leverage your investment, is making sure you're assuming a lot of risk, but you're assuming smart risk in the very earliest stages of development.